Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Siri. How are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm really well. How are you going?
I'm great. I'm really good. I'm excited to talk about this book you've brought us. What is it?
Oh, thank you. Today we'll be reviewing Box Hill by Adam Mars Jones. And the cover's like really lush and beautiful, and yeah. It's got like this hot pink title. So Box Hill is a place in... Surrey. And apparently in the 70s it was sort of like a haven for like a gay biker community.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. We were talking about this off air. My reference point for Box Hill is The Picnic and Emma by Jane Austen.
Romantic.
Because I'm a nerd.
Well, this is also kind of like beautiful and literary and romantic, and it just sort of looks at this 17, 18 year old boy who's just sort of on the brink of adulthood and coming into his sexuality, and it's quite crack up, the novel too, and he sort of stumbles across this man who's like lying in a field, sort of like heavily this heavily cladded biker, and sort of starts this like really tumultuous submissive relationship with him after this kind of stumble in the fields. And it's set in the 70s, so all of like the references are quite fun.
Cool.
And all of like the little descriptions of like punks against like hyper-conservative and it's also sort of taking place around Thatcher's time, so there's lots that he talks about in here really subtly about sort of class, but also lots of like interesting sort of chatter about like union busting and stuff.
Oh wow, that sounds like a great like cultural melting pot of a book.
Yeah, it is, and I really love that it all like, it's 150 pages, so it's quite slim, this sort of novella, and it makes all of these inferences, but just through this like quite tender story of like a boy who's like a young man who's in love and confused and worried about his parents, and just the way that he, I think, creates that like cultural difference between his own new realizations and explorations of the world against like his parents, who his father's becoming a little bit more decrepit, a little bit more unsure about the world. It's like just, yeah, quite a beautiful balance, but also, yeah, quite funny and quite like surprisingly like glib at some moments, but yeah, and it was quite it won the Fitzcarraldo Prize for 2019. I think it was like a bit of a contentious choice because Adam Mars Jones has already won like a couple of prizes.
Everyone's like, oh, he's had his cookies.
Yeah,
come on.
Get out of here.
Hey, if it's a good book, it's a good book.
It's a good book. And I mean, I think it's like still somewhat of like a fair argument. Like there are lots of great debuts trying to find their feet, but I will say it was really nice to read like a love story, even if it was a tumultuous one, at a time like this was really nice.
It sounds like a really beautiful book. I do really admire authors who can pull all of that cultural and political context into something with like such a deftness that you hardly notice it's happening.
Me too. It takes so much cleverness to be able to do that, and so much, I think, really like observations, and I think like whenever an author gets those little details so right, and I think as well of like Anne Kennedy's The Ice Shelf, which I thought did like quite an amazing job of that. She built all of these, she would kind of in passing mention these like obscure New Zealand like pop culture and cult references, and it builds you such a full picture of the world that this person inhabits and what, I don't know, what affects them, who they are.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a beautiful book. Remind us of the name and the author.
Yes, Box Hill by Adam Mars Jones. And you can get it from Time Out. It is $30.
Excellent. And did you say it's a Fitzcarraldo, or is it won the Fitzcarraldo Prize?
It was originally printed by Fitzcarraldo, but then they gave, I think, the distribution rights to Woodscribe. But that surprised anyone.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds like a beautiful book. Box Hill. Thank you very much, Suri.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was Loose Reads.
Yeah, so-